Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecostia. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Central Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us for a short worship service while we gather in song and prayer, the Word of God, spend some time fellowshipping one with another and in the presence of God. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Isn't it a lovely and a wonderful name to gather in His presence? Turning to Psalms 119, verse 10, for the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, David said, "With my whole heart have I sought Thee. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord, teach me Thy statutes." Wonderful words of life to begin this service today. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're inviting someone to worship with you, and then have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. And then if the website is always available, if someone can't listen to the broadcast at the time or you want to hear it again, you want to download it, you can go to www.pentecostalradio.org, click the Listen Online link, and then select the day you want. You can worship the Lord with us each day. Thank you so much for being here. I will give you some contact information toward the end of the service. Page 71 in the Melodies of Praise hymnal. Clap your hands. Let's sing about joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the half has never yet been told. I have found His grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realms of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near, I can see His smiling face. I have found the joy no tongue can tell. How its waves of glory roll. It is like a great o'erflowing well, springing up within my soul. Sing with us now. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. Let's sing it one more time. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. Hallelujah. Well, that's one of those songs you just can't hardly quit singing. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy because it comes from Jesus. What a great way to spell joy is J-O-Y, Jesus and others and you. It will bring you joy unspeakable, and you'll find out things that you've never learned or heard before because the half has never yet been told. Some people think, well, I've heard people say, well, I know the Bible, or so-and-so knows the Bible. Well, I'm glad you do, and I've studied it for many years, and I still don't know the Bible. I just know things that are in there, and every time I open it, I find something that I never discovered before. Don't limit yourself to just saying, I know the Bible, because if you continue to search it out, you'll continue to find new heights and new depths in God's Word. Let's get ready to pray. Let's read something from the Bible. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us, for our precious promise, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today that you are merciful to us and you are lenient to us. Lord, you are caring and you are giving. Lord, you don't hold back any of your promises from us. Lord, as some men count slackness, but you're long-suffering to usward. Lord, you're not willing that any should perish. You never look at someone and say they got just what they deserved. Lord, you strive and you give of yourself, and you gave of yourself to save that individual. You do all you can do to keep men and women from going to a devil's hell. Lord, it's your will that all should come to repentance. And help us, Lord, on this little broadcast service to portray that message and to proclaim that message. Lord, I just pray you'll help our churches to proclaim that message. It's not willing that any should perish. You're willing that all should come to repentance. Lord, we just pray that many will be saved. Let someone's heart be touched today. I pray today will be the day that someone looks to you and repents and ministers in Jesus' name. Lord, I know you're willing to save them because you don't want them to be lost. You're not willing that any should be lost. You're willing that all should come to repentance. All means everybody. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Sing with us. If you prayed, let's praise him now. Hallelujah.
Let the temple be filled with his glory.
Hallelujah. Let's praise him today.
Let the courts be filled with his praise. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoiceth again. Oh,
let's fill that temple with his praise right now. Let the temple be filled with his glory. Give him glory right where you are. Let the courts be filled with his praise. Just praise him in the court where you are. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoiceth again. Sister Linda, let's sing "We Are Waiting for the Troubling of the Waters." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's do some things different today. Let's follow the Lord's leading. Worship him with us today. Hallelujah. We are waiting. We are waiting. We are waiting for the troubling of the waters. Oh, let's praise him now. We are waiting, Savior dear. We are waiting, come by here. We are waiting for the troubling of the waters. One more time, let's praise him now. We are waiting. Oh yes, Lord, we are waiting. Oh, worship with us. We are waiting for the troubling of the waters. Savior dear, we are waiting, come by here. We are waiting for the troubling of the water. Now let's sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." Praise God. Oh, how I love Jesus. Let's worship him today. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. Because he first loved me. I'm going to ask her to continue to play that while I close this service. Thank you for being with us today. I've sensed the presence of the Lord, and I've tried to obey the Holy Spirit as he directed this service. If the Lord has touched your heart today, you need special prayer for any reason, or if you'll call or you send us a text, we'll be more than happy to pray with you. 618-214-1410, anytime, day or night. The mail should go to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Oh.